Well, we're going to move on and talk about mortgages. Christian Derides, director of the credit analytics group at moodyseconomy.com is joining us, and we're going to discuss. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're going to talk about the Treasury Department and reports that it's in talks with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to figure out ways to help drive down mortgage rates. What do we know now?
Well, actually, the details of the plan are still very sketchy. So we actually need more details in order to understand what the impact of this plan would be, such as who's going to qualify, how temporary this program is going to be, and what the criteria for ending it. But what we've heard so far is that this would be a plan targeted towards new home buyers with excellent credit who would receive a 4.5% mortgage rate in order to purchase their homes. And so this would be positive in the sense that it would encourage some buyers who are on the fence to move into the market, get some of these markets moving. But I'm actually a bit more skeptical that it's actually going to have a major impact on stabilizing the housing market.
I think a lot of people are skeptical about that idea, particularly mortgage brokers who say that's really not the problem. That's only part of the problem. The real problem is people who are already in homes being able to make their mortgage payments, right?
Exactly. That's certainly a part. That's part of the problem for the people who are in trouble already. And for those people who are thinking about buying homes, the potential home buyers, I don't think they're sensitive to this interest rate difference of between 5.5%, which is the current rate, or 4.5%. They're much more fearful or anxious about their job security. They don't want to take on a debt that they won't be able to pay back at any rate.
Because refinancing activity is very high at this point. You want to explain to us what that landscape looks like?
That's right. The refinances have taken off, given the Fed's announcement last week that they would be purchasing about $500 billion of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgage-backed securities. So that brought down the rates already substantially. We're at about 5.5%. So people are rushing to refinance and take advantage of that rate difference. So that is already stimulating a lot of this activity. This new plan presented by the Treasury wouldn't really affect the refinancers at all. Again, it's really targeted towards purchases.
And what are some of the conversations about what would help, given the enormity of the housing crisis problem and the credit freeze problem?
I think for the people who are in trouble already, the people in delinquency or in foreclosure, certainly we need to think about more aggressive modifications, writing down some principal, expanding some of the programs that have already been proposed, such as the Help for Homeowners program. But to be honest, I think at this point, the best thing we can do for the housing market is actually to focus on the labor markets and also focus on funding shortfalls for critical services, such as education and health care. We have a really much more crisis in confidence going on right now, and so we need really plans to restore that confidence in order to get these housing markets moving again. That will stimulate more activity, and mm-hmm. that will help a lot of these people who are in trouble, give them opportunities to sell their homes if they have to.
Well, you see two things going on from the Treasury's view of this housing market, Christian. One is the new home market, trying to get the new buying going again.
That's right.
You know, Hank Paulson talks about this housing correction all the time. He wants housing prices to move up again. Does he really think that he's going to have an impact on housing prices, on this correction with this sort of step?
I think he's doing it as one step. Certainly, again, this is not the silver bullet. This is just one piece that can help. But at the same time, I think we have to weigh the cost of this step relative to other things that we could do, other priorities. But it's really going to take, again, many more steps in terms of restoring confidence to really get these house prices moving up again.
Well, let's relatively compare then. In the refi world, how many people are we talking about? How many transactions are we talking about there versus the new buying world? What's that universe like?
Well, the refi activity really, again, exploded last week. So we're talking, there are millions of borrowers out there who and really take advantage of the rates, even at their current levels at 5.5%. A lot of borrowers out there that had ARM adjustable rate mortgages that are able to lock in the purchase world, we have seen some increase in activity. But again, that's really a small piece of, of the pie at this point.
It's hundreds of thousands versus maybe tens of millions of
exactly.
people. I see. Great.
Exactly.
Well, certainly we'll expect more details today, over the weekend, or perhaps next week. Christian Dorides, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank
Christian is the director of the Credit Analytics Group at MoodysEconomy.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.